Now, the scourge of synthetic drugs is getting worse, with 25 deaths now before the coroner and growing fears that no one knows how and when it all ends. The latest report involves Nicole Graham. She was 30, mother of three. So what, if anything, is being done? Addiction Treatment National Committee Chair Vanessa Caldwell is with us. Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
The synthetic aspect of this whole thing, when compared with all addiction, how big a deal or concern is it?
Look, with deaths, and you mentioned, Nico, and look, our heart goes out to all those that have been impacted so tragically. I mean, that is, you know, the worst result. And when we compare it with other substances, you know, that is what we absolutely want to avoid, is any future deaths.
The aforementioned case involved, once again, a long list of drug issues over a long period of time. Are they, broadly speaking, these synthetic casualties all the same? They all have a troubled story, a troubled background, or no?
Look, I think many people have addictions from all walks of life, and we certainly wouldn't just target one particular group. However, there are groups that are more vulnerable and those who are marginalised, and this synthetic cannabis, particularly the drug that people are using, which is causing the fatalities, you know, is cheap to get, it's easy to get, so there is a particular group that are more likely to be using this in an uncontrolled dosage way, you know, without the information that we would like to be able to get out to the community to keep them safe.
How do we tackle it? Is it the supply? If we got to the supply cutoffs, would that be the answer, or is that futile?
Look, it's a multi-pronged approach, and so addressing supply is one ongoing issue. And, you know, it's like trying to stem the tide. It's just flooding in all different types. And as soon as we address one type of substance, another one comes on the market. So it's an ongoing issue. But there are two things that we would be advocating in support of the Drug Foundation moves to set up a multi-agency early warning system, so that all of the key agencies are actually aware of the substances, what they do, what to look for, because of course people come to an accident and emergency in a state where they're not able to articulate what they've taken, and sometimes they don't even know. So we need to be giving them accurate information of what to look for and what's happening, but also get it to the community, so that community workers and people who are interested in using substances are actually fully informed, because there is evidence. If they know what they're going to take, and you know, people do make assessments on risk, and
well, so
if it's too risky, they will change their mind.
So they should. It's common sense, for goodness sake. The concept of taking something you've got no idea what's in is beyond my comprehension. Vanessa, I appreciate it. Vanessa Caldwell, Addiction Treatment National Committee Chair.